Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Has Awala gotten back to us?
No.
Where did they leave that message?
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
Oh.
And I messaged them.
Awala, if you're listening.
Haven't heard back. But I did buy my own. If you guys saw the last podcast, I got my own. And
a
Matt
black
is looking
one?
At it, judging.
What are you, like a PA, like on set? Like, or like
Matt,
a techie?
Oh, we're really going to compare.
Matt, yours
our
looks
water
like
bottles.
A South Park character.
Yeah, my
yours
brain.
Looks like a penguin. This brain. Is the only one that's a solid color, and I wanted a solid color.
I like the white. Well, I liked the black, and then Matt made fun of me. And
he's
then
making
I,
fun of me right now.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't
I
know.
Just want
life is too
segment.
Short. Bring a bunch of color into it. You know?
Well, life's too short.
Is a color.
Life's too short to hate your water bottle.
You're ableist.
Really like
what about people who are colorblind?
Yeah, that's so funny. You just said ableist.
Why?
Because I googled ableist this morning.
Why?
Because you didn't know what it meant?
I did.
I wanted to remind myself.
Than you?
He thought he was looking up the AMC A-list, so and he's like, what is that?
Well, because, you know, Matty Healy made that, like, ableist joke and was, like, tweeting at Lucy Dacus. Is that how you
yes.
say her last name? And
wait,
I forgot.
What was that joke?
He goes, I was trying to talk to Lucy Dacus and let her know that I want to start a new band called Girl
R-Word. Yeah.
But I don't hear from her that often. And she quote retweeted it and said, I don't hear from you at all. You don't hear from me at all.
Yeah. Wait, why was that ableist?
Because of because it was girl R-Word. R-Word.
As in boy genius, but the opposite of that.
I understand.
So it's like a slur to say that. So it's just ableist to just use that word, I guess.
Because there's disabled people, ableists.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's just funny. And I was just trying to remind
Aaron
myself what the
got
word.
It. But her face is don't got it.
There was also Obama posted his like.
So if you just say, like, if I say the word deaf, I'm being ableist?
No. If you're being ableist if you are like using slur words, like the R word, or being negative toward
disabled people.
Yeah. But I'm not sticking up for him. I think he just made a really bad joke.
Yeah, I think
but
so
But I don't
too.
Think he was saying it in a way that was like
ableist. I think it's, yeah, okay. these
yes.
terms are very
it's
fluid.
Bad. I'm not like.
No, it's awful.
Welcome back to hot water.
I saw the tweet and was like, boy, what are you doing?
Oh, that'd be fun. Oh my gosh, we should do an episode where we bring up like old celebrity scandals from like the 2000s.
Except for this one happened in 2023.
No, like old ones. Like,
no,
old
I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, do any come to mind that.
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, I'd have to research it, but I'm sure there's been so many since like the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's like the thing Michael Jackson did.
Oh, yeah.
The baby. Oh, that scandal. The baby?
No. His whole.
The baby. I mean, that is a good scandal.
That's
that people
a scandal.
Might not really
that was
know
like
about.
A crazy thing.
I know. It was just.
Do you think the baby one was like that bad?
It's pretty nuts, dude.
I thought it was like kind of risky.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, I get why people are upset, but I'm also not a mother, so I feel like a lot of things I don't understand that are.
But I also think it's okay to not be a mother and have an opinion about.
I know, but I think it's just like, if I was a mother, I might have a different opinion, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I mean, I saw when I was so little, I was like, what's the problem? He's just holding it.
Yeah.
But, well, he was holding it over a balcony.
Well, I know that.
But
I probably
but
would, too, if I had a screaming baby in my apartment.
Just out of a plane window. Stop screaming.
Whoa. Justice for Michael.
Okay, Aaron. Starting off with a lot of heat today.
Are we doing Am I the Asshole right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could definitely do, I think, that, right? Like a scandal from like
celebrity scandals?
Yeah. Just like old
celebrity
ones.
Scandals is really
what
good.
What if you guys commented below any celebrity scandals that you think that we would have really bad takes on?
Or and just, there's like so many that we don't know of, I feel like.
Sure.
Because like I'll see some on Reddit here and there and I'm like, oh, I never
and
knew that.
And we're just
happened.
Okay with all of them. There's no problem with this one. No problem
Did
with this
OJ
one.
Did OJ do it?
Definitely not.
Not.
What?
We're not talking about OJ on this podcast.
Okay, but like what determines like a scandal and a crime?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a different. A scandal would be
like
okay, sometimes they're intertwined.
If they were in court, not a scandal.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So that will be like our criteria.
Or like I think about like when Madonna and Britney Spears kissed at the VMAs.
That's a stunt. That's not a scandal.
Okay.
Well, it's a scandal if you're a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, or like when Janet Jackson's boob popped out.
Yeah, like that. Like stuff like that. Okay, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I think we
could you guys see that when it was on TV?
I walked out of the room. And I missed it. And then they're like, can't look at this.
I'm not looking at it.
No, I was like eight. I missed it. I remember I missed that one.
How excited are you guys for Usher to be performing the Super Bowl?
Really?
He's got a couple songs.
Fun. No, well, if I'm ableist, you're racist.
Oh my god.
I mean, I love Usher. I love Confessions Part 2 or that whole album.
Part 1's good too, but whatever.
Yeah, Confessions is great.
Just Confessions.
Climax. You know that song?
That's your favorite Usher song.
Is so good.
Wow.
Do you know that song?
I doubt he's going to perform
Climax.
Oh, I hope he does.
I'm so excited.
Usher
at the Super Bowl will make me climax.
Okay.
That's hot.
That makes Mike uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've climaxed?
Yeah, Mike, let's talk about it.
Like when I read a really good book and reached the climax of the story.
Yeah.
I read Death of a Salesman.
What'd you think?
It's pretty good. I would love to see it perform.
Is it Willie Loman? Is that his name?
Smut. No. And then you'll actually climax.
Yeah, where are you reading?
Matt, read the hockey one.
Yeah, I read some hockey smut. It was
that book is always
You would literally
what was
have
it called?
To
like
get up.
Slap shot or like.
No, but I think they have one that's like that. But mine was called Icebreaker.
Ugh,
it's
go on.
Somebody it's so terrible, but like,
do they have sex on a Zamboni machine?
I wish they did.
I used to want to drive a Zamboni.
I
so
need
bad.
To.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Can you sign up for like
yes.
a Zamboni
ride?
It's like
6 weeks of classes. I've looked it up.
There's like a Groupon.
I don't
for,
need
like,
to go for 6 weeks. I just want to
minutes.
Can someone call like a person at the King Stadium or whatever?
Can we go ice skating?
Yeah,
I love ice skating.
After this,
after this, wait. I feel like what were we just talking about?
Icebreaker.
The book.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Like, if you thought that... what book did...
Colleen
Verity,
Hoover?
Verity. Which I don't think I'll ever recover from knowing the things you did with that. But this book...
The
like,
things he did with you, that.
Let's move on. Go on.
What did he do?
Let's just say the pages probably got a little sticky.
Ew, stop. We're moving on. Whoa. We're moving on. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Whoa.
Come on.
Literally, come on.
Whoa, a real page
I'm not,
turner.
Okay, I'm not the come only on, person out here book. Getting turned on by calling it over.
No, I'm saying if for whatever reason that book turned you on like Icebreaker, you will literally be like, oh my god, you're just going to be horned up the whole time.
What does the cover of the book look like?
It's like a cartoon
of a guy on like a hockey ring. It's always at the front of
yes.
Barnes & Noble when I go
yes.
in.
Yes.
It's like a young...
Is that where you've seen it?
Is yes. everyone talking about this book?
Yes. So many people. We read a book for a book club, and oh, you're gonna die.
Oh God! No, this looks like it was written by AI. Like this is one of those things yes. like people will just upload as an ebook onto
Amazon or whatever.
But yeah. Aaron was talking about how like crazy smutty it is on our podcast, and someone commented it's like a series of books, and she was like, it gets so crazy. There's like a scene where there's like two P and V in an A. We're like, yeah. What?
Wait, there's literally are they high schoolers?
No, they're in college.
But okay, then why is okay? Yeah, sorry.
University
it looks like a high.
Of. I forget what it, Meadow Hills or something like that.
Okay.
I don't
like
remember.
A fake place.
I kind of want to read it now.
No, it, like there's literally a scene of her like fingering herself. Like it's crazy.
That's like go on.
Is it written by a man or a woman?
A lady.
Hmm.
Men don't write good books.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. We've read a couple.
But, whatever.
You ever heard of the Bible?
Ever heard of?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm reading a great book.
Well, we don't know who
right
wrote
now.
That.
What was the book, Aaron? We were joking about like dropping in front of Matt, being like, "Oh yeah, I only have 10 pages left."
Oh, Infinite Jest.
Yeah.
He just brought that up yesterday too.
That's wild.
Matt genuinely asked. He goes, "Have you read Infinite Jest?" Like genuine as a genuine question.
Well, when
yesterday.
I said I read it, he was like, "I couldn't even read it."
There's no way. Honestly, there's no way you would read that book.
It'd be so funny if we casually drop it yeah. and we're like almost done with it.
The bookmarks on like the last page.
Yeah. That's a hard book to read.
I would not interested. If you challenge need a book
accepted.
That has like a book to come along with it to explain it to you, like I'm just not interested.
Yeah. I
also
no
like
way.
If there's no sex,
I think there is.
Oh, really?
In Infinite Jest, but not like good
well, then
sex.
I don't want it.
In bad sex?
Well, just like good smut, he you know?
He entered her, like, I bet it's...
Coven.
In this book, they keep... Oh my god, what do they call...
They call... Oh my god, it's so funny. They call, like, the vagina, like, he touched her folds.
Ew!
Folds! Aaron,
what you doing, said man? There's two P and a V situation.
No, it's in a different book in this series, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Someone was like,
"I'm telling you, though, the book
two P's in a V,
in an A,
in an A,
two V's in a V. It's wild.
So three P's total.
I think.
I feel like in a lot of the books we read, like the sex doesn't. You gotta like read like 200 pages, and then it's like a big.
It's like
heavy
one sex scene.
This one's like 50 pages in. I was like, whoa.
Is this part of book club?
No. Okay. Just Aaron's sick fantasy.
Yeah.
Come club.
Okay.
The cum club.
The cum.
God.
So we don't think Usher's going to perform Climax at the Super Bowl.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Oh my God. It's going to be
Yes, he will. Yes, of course.
I feel like it might be too inappropriate, though, for like primetime television.
Mm. We reached the climax. No.
Just a song. Ariana Grande can do Side to Side. Who cares?
Who did it last year? Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And she did the beauty, Fenty Beauty promotion too. Yeah.
And her sales skyrocketed.
Oh,
did they?
I mean, mm-hmm. Obviously.
And she was pregnant too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's... I think she like kind of like announced there.
Uh huh.
But people were like, correctly.
Was that an announcement?
I remember when Beyonce did her announcement at the.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
VMAs.
Cardi B also did too. I think at Coachella. I'm pretty sure it was a Coachella performance.
That's very funny.
Actually, maybe it wasn't. I can't remember.
So these water bottles.
What about them?
You sent a screenshot and a DM.
Yeah, Awala was like, we need to send you guys a bunch or something like that. And so
then
I
you
messaged
responded?
Them and they haven't said anything back.
You haven't asked us to make our picks, though.
Huh?
We haven't made our picks.
Saying that they haven't
responded. Just trying to confirm with them.
Our picks.
Well, they said. They said
I don't know if we're picking them or they're just going to send us.
I would prefer to pick.
I would prefer. I would prefer.
Me too.
Has your life improved since getting it?
Yeah, I'm a whole different person.
Me too.
Yeah.
I now see them all the time at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Guys, guess who I saw at the gym yesterday?
Okay, famous?
Glenn Close.
I don't think she's working out at Equinox.
Hold on, what kind of celebrity?
Jodie Foster.
Not a celebrity, but like
influencer.
Yes.
Reality TV.
No.
Influencer only.
Yes.
Someone we know.
Tana Mojo.
Jeffree Star.
No. No.
Shane Dawson.
Musically.
JoJo Siwa.
No.
Brent Rivera.
Musically. Who do I know from Musical.ly?
Oh, Musical.ly. Baby Ariel.
She was there.
Oh,
but
whoa.
She's not the big one. She's not the big one who I saw.
Not TikTok, but Musical.ly.
Mm-hmm. Who's big on Musical.ly?
Let me give you a
Liza?
Hint. You can wear my
sweat. Oh, Jacob Sartorius.
Yes, him and Baby Ariel were like filming videos of each other.
No
whoa.
Way. Whoa, yeah. What a sight to see.
I was like, what?
What he's, year is it?
He is only 20 years old. Because I had to Google, I was like, oh my God, I haven't thought of this kid in forever.
So he was 11 when we all...
Oh, actually, he might be turning... His birthday's like in October, so he might be 21 now. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Are you guys going to MagCon this year?
I hope so. I hope I'm invited.
Don't make fun of MagCon, right?
We did get Shawn Mendes out of that, so...
I saw a funny tweet that said if Shawn Mendes' name was spelled S-E-A-N, he would not have a career. Just like Scene Mendez.
Yeah.
What's he up to? Is he still on his hiatus?
Probably.
I saw a really embarrassing paparazzi video.
Oh,
did you see that?
Yeah, I was like, God, I just
what?
Like,
wait,
it's so
what
weird
happened?
How that became like news though. I was like, whatever.
It's just like a paparazzi filming him from like across the street and he's
at his house.
Parked his car in his house and he opens his trunk and his groceries start falling out. But as they're falling out, the garage door is closing.
It was like not.
Or it's like a gate. So like the potatoes are on the other
side
of the
potatoes. It wasn't like bags.
It wasn't like,
it was
crazy,
like a couple potatoes.
Yeah, but still, I'd be like, God damn.
And then there's like all these TMZ articles about I'm like, let the guy breathe.
Slow news day.
Yeah. He's buying his own groceries. I feel like
he's
he would
a humble
be a
king.
I guess. Like,
yeah, but if I was like kind of that famous, I would just like get groceries delivered. To
like
my
Adam
house.
Sandler
I wouldn't
buys his own groceries.
Out.
I hate going to the grocery store as it is.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I feel like he's like a farmer's market, like Erewhon kind of girly. Mm. I saw Lily Rose Depp at Erewhon yesterday and her girlfriend.
You are seeing everybody,
yeah.
Aaron.
She's in the plaza.
Little
of
celeb
the
magnet over here.
I know. I was like, They were walking and like kissing, and I was like, "Who's that?
Did you get a pic?"
Yeah, she actually recognized me.
Oh, oh wow!
She's like, "I love your podcast."
Oh my god! Thank you so much, LRD.
Yeah.
This portion of Good Influences is sponsored by Spokio. Imagine you match with someone on a dating app, things move over to texting, and now they want to meet in person. Sounds completely normal, right? Well, the way that we date today puts our trust into a complete stranger that we meet online. We all know that creating a dating profile takes just a few minutes, so think about all the scammers, imposters, and catfishers that roam these apps. Before you let things get serious, make sure you always vet your dates through Spokio. Spokio is a people search website that supports online dating safety. Simply search with what info you do have about someone, like their name or phone number, and Spokio will pull a report with all the available records they have, giving you the missing pieces to the puzzle. You could find additional information like someone's age, phone number, socials, court records, and more. Gain transparency about the type of people you meet online by going to spokio.com/dating. That's spokeo.com/dating. Report rates may apply. Available information may vary. And now, back to the episode.
What's your sweatshirt?
Thrills. Sweatshirt.
Thrills, Australian company. Mm-hmm. They sent it to me.
Big flex.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to say.
No, what? Let's hear it. I love when Matt does this.
No, it's stupid. Well, we met someone famous last night, but I don't want to talk about it.
Why? Oh, I already know.
I just want to respect someone's privacy.
Well, privacy's been disrespected on our vlog, so you can go watch that.
Aaron gave her whole opinion on the drive this morning.
Okay, well.
Mike
extricated himself from the situation.
He declined.
I declined to comment.
He is in the video, though, so if it gets clipped, you're in it. The tea spill accounts, Mike's going to be in those.
Yeah. Please don't. Awala, please can you message Carly back?
Yay,
I want one of these.
Please.
There's a term, actually, for like, you know when you like come across a new word or you're like researching a car or this water bottle and then you start seeing it everywhere?
Yeah.
That's a psychological phenomenon called the Bader.
Manifestation.
Bader-Minhoff phenomenon. No, it's not manifestation.
The Bechdel test.
No, not the Bechdel test.
That's a good one.
Dude.
Sorry, say what it really
We've
is.
We've been messing with Mike all morning.
I got into the car this morning and it was just, oh, someone's in a mood. And I was like, I haven't said anything.
Uncanny Valley.
No, Bader.
Bringing up every theory Mike has brought on.
I know, we're done. We can move on.
No, what is
it called?
It's just a. Can I read it to you?
I guess.
Guys.
TikTok.
Oh my God.
Did you order food?
I will
again?
Say I've seen like so many Awalas now in the world.
I think they're just getting really popular.
Yeah.
No, this is the.
It's the phenomenon.
That's not true because.
Phenomenon.
I don't believe you.
The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon refers to the false impression that something happens more frequently than it actually does. This often occurs when we learn something new. Suddenly, this seems to appear more frequently when in reality, it's only our awareness of it that has increased.
Yeah.
So like Awala bottles may have been around, but we just haven't noticed them because we didn't think about it beforehand.
This existed before, like... But, our phones were listening
but not
us,
for
right?
me because yes. like but for me though I'm always like paying attention to things that are 1994 on the rise, so
wow
yeah
these have been around since 1994
no. Oh my god I'm like the theory
no this theory at night because I like in college I remember like we would learn what
I made a joke but like no we go with fast
sorry
and
sorry
no, I'm worried about people who heard it and they were like they were like yeesh I was saying but you were talking about like the spotlight effect I'm like yeah but that doesn't apply to me because I'm always in on like trends before they get popular or something like that and it was just sorry and then you guys kept going
out.
And I was like wait
no
sorry go
it in.
No go okay what were you saying
just like in college this would happen where like I would learn a new word or something and then I would start to hear it pop up and I asked my friend I was like you ever notice when like I don't know you come up with a new theory or hear something new then you just see it up everywhere and we googled it and then ever since then it's like I notice
yeah,
if you learn a new word or like you hear a new word like juxtaposition you'll start hearing that word
I remember the first time I heard the word juxtaposition
for you
or like if you're researching a new car you'll be like oh now I see that car everywhere
oh that literally happened to me this weekend my friend's getting a new Tesla and she was like oh I'm getting like the gray one I was like gray one
and now you see them everywhere right
I literally saw it like 1,000 times that day.
Bader-Meinhof.
Yeah. That's like what the law of attraction is, kind of, I think.
I agree, when
you think of positive things, you're just going to notice it more because...
Yeah, your brain is your like brain, a filter.
Which is still like a good thing.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's a frequency.
So you got to think positive.
Wow.
Bechdel theory.
I'm good on that, actually. The Bechdel theory.
Someone.
What? Man? Just, like, everyone is becoming dumber today.
Yeah. This is a rough one, folks. They're going to take us out of the educational section on the podcast.
Are we in educational?
No.
What are we, relationships and advice?
I wish we could get into the finance thing on YouTube because that's the highest paying.
On YouTube?
Yeah, if you're in a finance channel, that's the highest paying like RPM you can get.
Whoa.
You know what stock I'm making a big position on?
excuse me?
But wait, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about what stocks I'm buying. Can I?
You're
going to say what stock I like. Tootsie Roll.
Right before
I'm buying Tootsie. I'm buying Tootsie Roll stock because every
sounds like a prank.
Every season between now Tootsie and December, Roll. Tootsie Roll stock yeah. always goes up, and it's usually 4 out of the past 5 years it's always gone up. When the stock market goes down, Tootsie Roll usually goes up.
How much are you gonna like walk away with?
The
you think?
Stock. Oh, not that much.
Like, do you guys this like is... Tootsie Rolls?
No, yes. They're the worst candy.
I love them. Just. Oh, I love them. They're one of my like not favorite. I feel like it's the first candy I ever had.
It's
probably
so
not true,
scary but... how like not sealed it is. Like it's just like a pack of gum.
But like a pack of gum is sealed up like no, the same.
No, there's plastic
yeah,
around
with, like,
a pack
those
of gum.
Mambas, you go do that.
What's yeah. a mamba?
A mamba.
The mamba chews. You know those like square mambas, and like frequently in gas stations, they also have like the long ones that look like little ropes, and you kind of go boop, like a Tootsie Roll. I eat it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really good.
I like there's like the Tootsie Rolls that are the flavors.
Yeah, those are good
like
too.
Like vanilla. Mm-hmm.
I want my candy to be sealed. Okay. Like
to track.
Like a haichu. Yeah. I like a good haichu.
Oh, I don't like haichus either. Those are scary.
I love haichus.
Oh my gosh, I think it's the best candy made in the like
in the world.
In the yeah.
Can I Google what a haichu is? I
need to see. Like, you don't know packaging. What a haichu is? You are missing out.
Oh, not for me.
Oh,
someone sent like, it in our PO box once and I ate it.
Bubblicious is really good. I feel like that's a better version
that's
of haichu.
Sure, if you want to get like...
Is haichu gum?
No.
But it's you enjoy so much flavor. You get to enjoy the treat for a while and then you finish it and you get to start another. Mm. Bubblicious though.
Oh,
I mean,
I love
you're
candy.
For what? 30 seconds and yeah, then you're like, get this shit out of my mouth.
I know. It's so good for like 5 seconds.
But yeah. those first couple chews with all the powder still on it.
Oh, yeah. True.
I used to have one of my biggest wishes when I was a child. I don't know if you guys ever had Skittles before, but back in the 90s and 2000s, they used to make Skittles with gelatin, which gelatin is like animal product.
Cartilage.
Yeah. And it's not kosher. 0%. And then when I was like in third grade or something, someone was like, yeah, I don't think Skittles are kosher. There's gelatin in that. I didn't know what gelatin was. And then like ever since then, I could never have Skittles again. And my one wish was that they made Skittles without gelatin. And now they do.
Manifestation.
But yeah. Now I saw them on a list of their like Skittles are about to be banned.
I know. And now this is the second half. Is there the gelatin?
I think 2025.
But they have so much like Yellow Lake, Blue 40, like all these artificial colors that they're using are just purely cancer causing.
Yeah.
Terrible. Like they're banned in Europe. All these chemicals that they use are just terrible. But once in a while, if I see Skittles, I'm just like, fuck it. I'm living my best life.
Have you ever microwaved them?
No. What happens if you microwave Skittles?
They just get a little bigger, a little like hotter, stickier, chewier.
Skittles? Interesting.
I don't know. Popcorn? We used to do it at the skate park when we were kids. We would like, we just microwave Skittles. It was like a
Where was there a microwave at the skate park?
In like the break room.
Break room? Wait, what?
Like kids, we would go to the skate park, bring a sack lunch, and you could like put it in the fridge and stuff. And I think they had like a water fountain and like a vending machine.
Wait,
and
a skate
stuff.
Park indoors?
An indoor skate park?
It was like an indoor-outdoor skate park, but there was like a break room.
I think
where
I know
we
you're talking
like,
about. Our ice
if you go to a pool, sometimes at a public pools,
yeah.
There's an area where people can go sit and lounge and have access to things.
Yeah. Sorry, I just...
Yeah, like outdoor California
for me, like,
skate parks.
Skate park, yeah, but even in my hometown, it was like just like at a park.
Oh,
yeah,
just like a outdoors. public yeah. park. Yeah. No, this was like a private...
public
park around.
Just a regular one.
Pavo. Guys, they're silly goofy.
Well, speaking of
being an asshole. Yeah.
Speaking of two P's and a V and A.
Speaking of two peas in a bean tonight.
That's an insane amount of peas.
Not enough if you ask me.
Okay. The two peas and the V and the A. Is what's that book called? Is it I think the icebreaker one, I was like, that sweet little cheerleader girl. Like,
no, she's horny.
She's someone's daughter.
Wildfire, I think, is the sequel.
What's the show me the
wild pussy folds.
Folds. Shit. Okay. Folds wild is crazy. Folds.
I have to read this.
Dude, I'll buy it and read it and then give it to you.
Is it paperback or hardcover?
Paperback.
Oh.
You think they're making hardcover?
I just want to read something that naughty hardcover.
Yeah. That's like a New York Times bestseller. Yeah. Like, it's just porn.
Number one.
I just hate the cover. I wish it was...
They're so cheesy. That's why I was like always avoid. And people were like, you have to read these. And I was like, huh?
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Wedding drama. Am I the asshole? Oh. Sorry, I have two different folders on my phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Did you do what? Any? Did Don't you do the any research?
Ones. Oh, I know.
For what?
This.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, but they just had their phones open. So I was like, you guys can go.
Okay. I have one. Can I go?
Of course she does. Studious, prepared, always on the ball, never does anything wrong. Everyone loves her and thinks she's funny. No controversy, Carly. Why don't you go?
Oh my God. No. Get it off your chest.
Hashtag no controversy, Carly.
What is there? Do we need to talk?
I'm just being crazy.
Okay. He's being a little silly goofy.
I just had so much caffeine.
We are. This is crazy because I feel like we're normally like this post lunch.
Yeah.
This is when everyone's like, they're high. It's like, no, if you're high, you'd be like,
it's literally 9 a.m.
I want Skittles.
Can we do a high episode? Well, I know Mike wouldn't partake.
I think I would have like a.
I can't.
I would love to do a drunk. Shit face drunk episode.
I feel like maybe we just do that at like home.
We just filmed it.
It would be so hard to.
I know.
Party bus.
We can't afford an Uber
in the middle of the day, though.
We can't afford an Uber.
We can't afford an Uber. I just don't want to take. I just don't want to take public transportation.
No. Oh God!
I go. We can't take an Uber. We're negative money. He goes. Are we really?
The whole time we're in debt.
I don't take public transportation, and no one said anything.
No, I don't take public. Okay.
Also, I don't remember which ones, but some of them are so obviously like they're an asshole, but they're just like crazy. So I have them.
You never know in this group.
I know. Yeah. Maybe that was initially mine. And pardon me because it's going to be hard for me to read this because the text is very small. I should brought my iPad. That had been very studious of me.
Oh, cute. We should all get iPads.
I have one
and I
except
do love
for
it.
You. Okay.
What do you mean? Except for me.
Yeah, why? Well,
I feel like you're already so distracted by a little teeny device.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't imagine putting a big computer.
Except for you. Aaron brings all iPads except Matt.
You get it.
Matt's just sitting there waiting. Where's mine?
Aaron's an iPhone 12.
Aaron's going to rent one from the public library. So there's a public iPad. Everyone's used it.
Okay, let's get into the same idea.
Am I the asshole for photoshopping a picture of my girlfriend?
Ooh.
Okay. So about a month ago, I was talking to a guy at work. He's pretty fit, like myself, and we were talking about gym routines. I'd seen a picture of him on Facebook, and he had almost perfect physique, and I was asking his secrets. He explained to me that it wasn't all him and showed me an app on his phone that he used to edit his pictures and give him an extra boost. The app was free, so I downloaded it. It was pretty good, and I showed my girlfriend the pics, and she thought they were pretty good, too. So weird to me that, I don't know, someone being like, look at this Photoshop picture of me. Like, that's pretty good.
I kind of want to know what the app is now.
I know. It's probably just like...
If it's that subtle.
It's probably like Facetune or something.
Yeah.
Where was I? Over the coming weeks, I got a bit obsessed about editing pics for myself and then got bored with it. Never shared a picture with anyone other than her and the guy at work. One day, I was again bored watching some program with a girlfriend and I started to play with it again. I edited myself, the cat, and a few pictures of my girlfriend.
Gave it a little BL. Yeah.
Short in the ears.
Wow.
Long whiskers. Even though she's also in good shape, we gym or so some other activity together every other day. I gave her
suck off.
No, we do.
Oh.
We
The D and the S were next to each other.
PSO suck off.
I gave her. Okay, this is him editing. I gave her a flatter stomach, pinched waist, and bigger boobs. After a while, I thought I'd done a good job and showed it to her. She was not impressed at all and asked why I'd done it. I explained I was bored with the TV program and wondered what she would look like with bigger boobs. She got annoyed and turned off the program and went upstairs to watch it. Am I the asshole?
I want to know what he did to the cat.
I know, that's what I really want to know too.
Well, because like it seems like he edited her seriously. If he edited it like funny,
yeah, that would be
okay, haha. But like, if you're editing her seriously, I could see why she would take it and be like, "Do you not think I'm pretty enough?"
Yeah,
yeah.
Making a girl's boobs bigger.
They
should
have done it together. Been like, "Oh, ha ha ha!" Yeah. Like with your totally. When you're both seeing it.
But that's also risky. He makes the boobs bigger. So that's what you want to see.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And I'd be like, "Oh, so my boobs aren't adequate enough? That you'd rather have them bigger?" It also has
Do we have the pictures?
No, I fucking wish. I want to see the cat. It says, edit. Firstly, I think my girlfriend is beautiful. This wasn't for me wanting to change her. I also did other pictures like long arms and making my cat super fat.
Okay, love.
We spoke about 30 minutes later and I apologize as I never intended to upset her. We are cool and she knows I think she's beautiful.
Okay, the weirdest part of this is like, why is he doing this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
he got obsessed with it.
I know, it's so weird.
I know.
To even not like put it anywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. It seems like he wanted to see what he would look like, but not want to like share it because it's maybe embarrassing. Yeah,
but now it's an obsession.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, he's like, I have to edit everything, even my cat.
Boys will do anything but go to therapy.
Right, God. See a therapist about it all.
All right, I have one. Am I the asshole for being pissed off at my wife or your...
Did you write this one?
No. Am I the asshole for being pissed off at my wife for taking our daughter to a pumpkin patch?
Okay.
Hey.
Did you look up pumpkin patch?
Yeah. I did. I looked up pumpkin to see what kind of stories would come up. Okay. Halloween is my favorite holiday of the entire year, and all year long I look forward to taking my daughter trick-or-treating. My wife absolutely hates Halloween and wants nothing to do with it. So this year, she planned to volunteer at her church on Halloween, where they will have a pumpkin patch and a bounce house. She has talked it up behind my back to our daughter so much that my daughter is convinced she would rather go to a pumpkin patch instead of trick-or-treating with her dad and all of her friends. I am super angry that she secretly sabotaged our Halloween together. Am I the asshole? Edits by popular demand. Basically, the wife is a very religious woman, but wasn't always so. Just during lately, she's become very religious and despises Halloween. They are currently married, but they have had some rocky patches, but he doesn't see divorce in the future. And three, the event she is volunteering to run is a trick-or-treating replacement event held at the church to overlap trick-or-treating.
Is it trunk or treat? I've done that.
Basically.
Yeah.
And he's just like been so excited for his daughter to really experience trick-or-treating and do the authentic Halloween. But the mom, who hates Halloween, is roping her into a church thing.
Yeah. It seems like this is just going to be the start of problems.
Yeah, she's going deep into the religion stuff. Yeah.
Like, you won't let them trick-or-treat because it's, like, evil.
Yeah, that's just, like, first layer of issues that could possibly come up, I think.
Yeah. Like, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, he's not the asshole.
Oh, no.
For being upset. Yeah. That's a valid...
Intentionally... It sounds like the wife is very conniving. And intentionally sabotaged his hopes for sharing the Halloween with his daughter.
That's crazy. It's crazy that people think it's evil, like, for real.
I want to know where they stand today. When was this submitted?
12 hours ago.
A year ago. Yeah.
Have you tapped on his name and see if he's posted an update?
Let's see.
Are you on the Reddit app?
We're
or screenshots?
Almost to Halloween this year. I wonder. Yeah.
Oh, they're divorced. I'm kidding.
I'd be like, well, this is surprising.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, he still posts, but nothing seems like he's revealing too much about his personal life.
Okay.
Pumpkin patch drama.
What were people in the comments saying?
That he's not the asshole.
Oh, okay.
And they're very concerned that the wife
is. Sad that he thought he was.
I know.
I feel like he didn't, do anything.
She probably made him feel like he was doing something wrong.
I have a messy one.
Ooh, perfect. Love.
Okay. I'm not going to give away the title. I want you to just be along for the ride.
Okay.
My, female 28, sister-in-law, Amy, female 26. always comes to visit from out of town. So Amy always comes to visit this person from out of town. They're both about the same age, mid-20s. She stays with us instead of a hotel and always wants to go to expensive restaurants. She always conveniently forgets her wallet or comes up with some excuse as to why she can't pay her share. She has implied that since I make so much more money than her, I should be the one to pay. No, not my husband, but me specifically. I do make a fair amount of money, but not so much that I can treat someone every time they come to town. Nonetheless, in the past, I just pay the bill and ask her to pay me back. She never has. She made a reservation at an extremely expensive restaurant last night, and before we left, I made it clear that I would not be paying her bill. This is where I might be the asshole, and I'll admit, I got this move straight from an episode of Two and a Half Men. Great. As we were leaving, her and my husband went to the car. I pretended I forgot something and went back inside. I found her wallet sitting on top of her suitcase, and I put it in my purse and went to the restaurant. When we were done eating, I asked for a separate check, and she said, no, we need one bill because she forgot her wallet again. And then I reached into my purse and I said, this wallet? She was extremely furious, and she said that I should not have touched or grabbed her wallet. Am I the asshole for picking up her wallet and bringing it to the restaurant?
No! This is
so slick.
Yeah, it's like a perfect little... She didn't do anything harmful. She just brought her wallet.
That is so sick.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, this
Yeah, isn't
wallet?
That so dramatic?
I thought it was going to go in the direction...
of thin air.
I thought it was going to go in the direction of like, I forgot my wallet. Can you guys pay? Sure, but pay with her card.
I thought the same
but
thing.
But she doesn't realize that she's paying with her card.
Yeah, I think she did it just enough where she wasn't crossing the line.
I agree.
Split the bill. You forgot your wallet. Here's your wallet. And then
what an annoying person to always leave their wallet.
What the fuck?
And then this is my favorite
freeloader.
Part. This is the edit that she did. Amy just called me. She saw this post and yelled at me for bad-mouthing her on the internet.
That didn't happen.
Honestly,
I bet it did.
She says, honestly, I don't care. Amy, hopefully reading all these comments is a wake-up call for you.
Damn. I mean, yeah.
So slay.
When I read these and I see the comments, I'm like, I hope this person is like reading these comments.
Yeah.
Because like, they need to see this.
Yeah.
I love the ones that are specifically like mother-in-laws.
Oh, there's
so like,
many.
Oh, my family saw this and everyone's sending it around to each other. And now my mother-in-law is so mad at me.
Because some are so specific. It's like, well, this has to be about our family.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way it's not.
Well, like, the crazy ones are like, throw away. And I'm like, okay, like,
well, they're going to know.
Do you think you're on it at all?
I don't think
I've ever been on Reddit.
I don't know.
Someone's written something about you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I just think, though, if I was dealing with my own personal drama or having, like, an am I the asshole situation, I would not be like, ooh, I need to go on Reddit and, like, type this out.
I know.
It's very...
But I get it. I think it's nice to have, like, people who have no idea who you are
totally.
To, like, weigh in to be like, actually, you're wrong or, like, you're in the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's people who don't probably have great, you know, a good
social circles
or just like
but
support
even that
system.
It's like people you know in real life are gonna have feelings about
True.
You or your significant or like whatever
it's
almost like talking to a therapist where it's like you don't know anybody so you can say whatever you want.
It would just be funny like a show like Judge Judy but it's just being like not the asshole like there's no legal consequence.
That's such a good idea
for a show
like a game show
but we all dress like we're like a whole jury,
there's a jury.
Like a Supreme Court and we're just like not nah, it's like
funny.
America's Got Talent we're just like
golden buzzer world's biggest asshole.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Really good. You should pitch it.
Nobody steal it.
Nick Cannon can be the host.
We could reach out to collab.
Nick Cannon?
To collab.
He just hosts everything.
We have
everything.
A freebie connect.
A freebie?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for driving away without my wife because she can't plan?
Whoa.
For the past week, my wife and I had been anticipating a baseball game for which we had purchased tickets. We like baseball, but we don't attend many games, so traveling into the city to see games is a rare treat. I know, though, that it would take time to drive there and find parking due to traffic. Because the game started at 7 p.m. and we live about 45 minutes from the stadium, I told her this morning that she needed to be ready to get in the car and go by 6 p.m.
Mm.
Well, my wife is an avid gamer, so she was engrossed in her latest video game when the clock struck 5:45 p.m.
Mm-mm.
She has struggled to plan in the past, and I get tired of reminding her that she needs to budget time to get ready. It is as if she has no concept of time at all, similar to a young child. Well, I was ready to go by 6 p.m., and she was still in the bathroom. I saw this as an opportunity to teach her a personal responsibility, so I simply left the house without saying a word, got in the car, and started driving to the game. It took my wife a few minutes to figure out what I had done, but when she called me, she was furious. She said that it was a completely unacceptable move for me to leave without telling her and that she now had to wait to get to the game without paying for parking. I told her that she had no way to get to the game. I told her that I got tired of constantly waiting for her and that she would plan better next time if she didn't want to get left behind. I also reminded her that I had told her that morning when I expected her to be ready to leave. Absolutely none of this seemed to matter, though, and she rudely hung up on me after yelling out more insults. Frankly, I think it's completely insane that a grown woman is unable to budget her time, and I'm starting to suspect that she's doing this on purpose because she's a narcissist who expects me to accommodate her. After all, she's not a dumb woman. She has a science degree.
It's giving Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Everyone has a science degree.
Well, I'm like, I was following along until this. Well, she never showed up to the stadium and I didn't hear from her the whole game. But when I got home, there was a note on the door. She told me that I wasn't welcome in the bedroom and that I should sleep on the couch. I can't believe she wants to be this much of a pill. If I had waited for her, I would have missed the first pitch. I made my expectations clear and she couldn't be bothered to meet them. I feel like she should be apologizing to me. Am I the asshole?
Well, I think he is, in a way, not the asshole, but dude, you're going to a baseball game. It's not like the start of a movie. Like, I'm big about, like, trying to commit to, like, the movie's going to start. And yeah. I spent the money and we agreed on this time. I don't want to go walk in 15 minutes late to a movie because you got to understand the movie and what's going on. A baseball game, there's 9 innings. Like, you're not.
Yeah, this was maybe not the best time to prove your, like,
yes,
your, to do your stunt. But I feel like this guy's probably just,
I feel like there's like no time, no good time if she's constantly doing it.
Have you seen the TikTok of the girl who's like, why are there no accommodations for people who struggle with time dilation?
Oh,
no,
yes.
And she's just like basically complaining about how she like, and it's just all the stitches are like, she's just like, oh yeah, just like, what about accommodations for people who just have really, we just can't be. And he just goes, one of these.
Yeah. For me, it was really interesting because I was like, I understand like being so frustrated with people who don't like respect your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, obviously he's doing it over and over again with her. I do think he could have been like, okay, like it's 6 o'clock, I'm leaving. And it, like, just so he could get that out of the way and be like, well, I told you, and then you weren't ready. And like, this is what's happening.
She clearly needs some sort of like big shock to the system to wake her up.
I agree.
Cause also at the end of the day, like, it's not his responsibility to be like, okay, now you have to do this. Now you have to do this. Now it's time to go.
Or,
and
like,
now it's time to set an alarm
because of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's the asshole for leaving her.
Yeah. I think she needed to be taught a lesson.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right. I just don't think this was like the right circumstance.
Yeah, but there, like
she
Aaron said,
a big game.
There is no right circumstance.
Yeah. True.
Because if they're
it
going
could,
to
it
a
could
movie,
be dinner. It could be dinner with the in-laws. It could be a baseball game. Like,
that's
it's honestly better to do it on a low stakes thing like this rather than like if there was a wedding they were going to and then she didn't get to go to the wedding, then she's really pissed. But if she just missed a baseball game.
Yeah.
With something Patricia and I, we've been kind of practicing in our relationship when like, you know, leave. There's a big thing about like, oh, what time do we need to leave? Mm-hmm. And sometimes usually every time we're leaving, it's like we're just getting out the door like that last minute. Or Patricia's like just finishing up her makeup. And I'm like, come on, come on, come on. And then I'm like, I hate that it's always add this like other momentum of like stress because it's like we're almost about to be late. Mm-hmm. When now we've like communicated, I really enjoy the times that 30 minutes before we have to leave for something, but we're already ready and we get to sit and enjoy that time with each other because we're already dressed up. We can have our own little glass of wine and have our own little kind of private little pregame with each other. We're trying to enjoy that moment together as a couple more than like stressing
out
about to the last minute. And it's actually brought like so much more peace.
Oh,
like,
good.
To
That's
it.
Really sweet.
So it's like we, if we both commit like, hey, we're going to be ready by that little time to have us moment to breathe as a couple. It's rather than being like, are you gonna be ready at this time?
Yeah.
Am I gonna
it makes
you?
Us appreciate one another and it becomes a little bit of like a routine and a ritual, which I like.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to communicate.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend she needs to stop making TikToks as they're so embarrassing?
Written by Nolan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm currently deployed. It's definitely not.
Deployed?
I'm currently deployed, and if you're unaware, TikTok has a ridiculous amount of military users. It's so fucking cringe. I swear TikTok is like 90% cringy, edgy preteens and teens, military and creepy old men talking to preteens. I don't know what side of TikTok they're on, but
what?
Okay. Anyways, my girlfriend makes a lot of TikToks about how much she misses me and about being an army girlfriend and stuff. She'll post stuff like hashtag army GF.
She also has a rather large following in the tens of thousands. We got to find this girl. In the tens of thousands, and pretty much everyone in my unit and on base knows about this, and they nonstop give me shit about it. My commanding officer will roast me in front of everyone. I checked the followers list, and almost all of her followers were other servicemen, most of whom are probably on our base. All the comments on her post are people I know roasting me. So here's some of the TikToks she's made. She's done the classic, I'm coming home song, which plays over her hugging me when she meets me. There's millions of those on TikTok. She's posted TikToks about how she upgraded when she dated me, putting pictures of me and her ex together. How she went from dating a boy to a man. She made another one about how she went from thinking One Direction was her dream men, but then she met army men. She's made TikToks going off about how much she misses me and sends screenshots of our texts or video calls.
Is she 14 years old?
Right? Yeah. I know. I wish it said the age. I can't remember what else she's done. I know my girlfriend loves me and is doing this out of love, but it's got nonstop. I talked to my girlfriend about it and she got really upset that I would tell her to stop. She says I'm not appreciative of her and I shouldn't tell her what to do. I told her I love her, but I'm getting too much shit for this and it's really making my life harder. She hasn't talked to me in a couple days after a conversation and I'm a bit worried I may have really pissed her off.
No, he's not the asshole.
Yeah.
If anything, she is for not taking like his feelings into consideration and making it more about like, well, I need people to see my TikTok videos. Because like, even if that's the case, that's not how you show your partner you love them. Send them to him privately then.
Yeah.
If you don't care about the public attention.
If you're always making a TikTok about someone else and they don't want you to, like, no matter who it is, you should stop doing it.
And
like,
he's putting his life on the line for our country.
Yeah, and
do you even think about
the
that?
The least you can do is respect him.
I'm coming home. Oh, man, I gotta find
she
it.
Sounds she like sounds like a nightmare.
Hyper cringe, too. Yeah. Like,
I wonder how long ago this was posted.
What did majority of Reddit say about this guy? Not the asshole?
I don't know. I have it screenshotted. So I don't know.
I feel like also...
Oh, it says not the asshole.
Okay,
good. I feel like she also is just using him as a stand-in for an idea of a person.
Yes.
Totally. Not actually
especially
him.
The pairing. It's like weird that she's like, I went from a boy to a man.
Yeah,
it's like One Direction.
What a weird
army
thing
men.
To do.
Yeah, it's like.
Like, do you even like this guy or do you just like the content around what the idea of who
totally.
He is?
Yeah.
Yikes,
like,
brother.
Like, it's giving you want attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like once you see a military TikTok, you probably get like a ton. Because
it's all going to come up on our feeds now.
God.
Hopefully it's hers.
It'll be mine. Well, because I'm going to search for her and I'll send you all the TikToks.
You should do army TikToks.
Good luck trying to find that.
I know.
Like, that is like.
Well, maybe she said what hashtag she uses. We could look at the hashtag and then.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But tens I don't know how long ago this was. Maybe it was like a year ago and she's not posted.
No, this girl sounds like she's moved on to like musicians now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I liked army men, but actually drummers.
No, she liked One Direction. She moved on from musicians.
Oh, okay. Okay. My girlfriend, 24, and I, 27, male, have been dating for 5 years. I don't have any social media, no Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snap. I'm a private guy and like keeping my personal life to myself. My girlfriend, on the other hand, is obsessed with Instagram. She has over 800 photos and is constantly scrolling through every waking moment she's not working or sleeping. She'd rather spend time attention-seeking from her 5,000-plus followers than spend quality time with me. I confronted her a few times about this in the last few years, and she always tells me she'll cut down on her Instagram usage, but she never has. Last week, she was using my laptop because her laptop was at the store, and noticed she forgot to log out from her email. So I did the forgot password thing reset her password to log in. I Googled how to delete Instagram and followed the link and deleted her account.
Oh my God.
She woke up the next morning and started screaming and crying about how I permanently deleted, quote, her Instagram instead of, quote, deactivating it and that I betrayed her trust. Now she won't talk to me because she says she can't recover her Instagram profile and 10 years of photos are lost forever. I think she's being incredibly childish and throwing a tantrum over some random app. Am I the asshole?
Yeah, you're the asshole. Jeez.
There's many other ways to go about this than deleting her fucking... It's giving Lele Pons deleting whoever's Instagram she deleted. Didn't she, like, delete someone's Instagram account?
She deleted, like, pictures of Amanda Cerny.
Yeah, she, like, deleted her
account.
That
is my Roman Empire. Right?
Wait, what
That's
happened?
That's a scandal I want to talk
Remember
about.
Amanda Cerny posted this video where, like, her and Lele Pons had a big falling out, and she told this story about how when her and Lele were together, Lele would take Amanda's, like, phone away from her and then would delete the photos of her and Lele off of Amanda's profile.
But it was something like she deleted her, like, Vine account or deleted her Instagram account.
It wasn't the whole
like
account.
That.
She was, like, going and, like, erasing any collabs that they did together. Like... Well,
that's weird.
It's just bananas.
But anyways, I feel like he's
this guy's a fucking maniac.
Asshole.
He has no clue.
That's so fucked up. Like, either figure it out or break up. Like,
Totally.
Don't delete the like, holy.
I like, you're so like Reddit tech savvy. Like, how did you not know what you were doing by like deleting an account versus like deactivating
it? I think he knew. I think he didn't care. I think he's just like.
I think he was like, nope.
Fuck
bye.
You. Fuck your photos. Like, you spend too much time on this.
But also, he doesn't have any social media, so benefit of the doubt, maybe he didn't know that's it was true. Different.
Yeah, maybe he thought he was like deleting the app or something. Yeah. But even still, but like
seeing that's... deactivate would like alarm me that it's donezo.
Yeah, no, this guy is
I'm just a woman.
Can you imagine if you fucking someone just deleted your Instagram permanently?
Oh yeah, I would like break up with somebody.
I'd be what?
Oh yeah, I would break up with somebody.
They will never last.
He's like, I don't have Twitter now. I don't have Instagram. Yeah. I got nothing.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think
it's
that's
just like burning someone's
photo
album.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's not about it's about the photos. I think because you don't really have them saved anywhere else.
I think if this like played out, like I think that she needs a little intervention.
Yeah.
Like, yes. That would be really fucking annoying. I don't think I could ever be with someone who was like that.
Constantly scrolling?
Yeah. But, like, he absolutely took it way too far.
Yeah, two extremes, not the answer.
They I saw one up. Like that, but it was TikTok. It was like, my girlfriend, like, anything she's doing, coffee, TikTok, talking to me, TikTok, in bed, TikTok, watching a movie, TikTok.
Oh, my
was like,
God.
Jesus Christ.
Did he delete it?
No, oh. But it was just like,
if you lost
okay,
all
but what
of
if
your
you're
digital.
Married?
What? What do you mean?
What's mine is yours, sweetie. Delete.
Oh, like deactivating it.
Yeah.
Still fucked up.
No, I know.
Do you think if you lost all of your photos digitally, I'm not talking about the Instagram account. I'm just talking about
just
every...
lost all your photos.
Sad.
How, I don't know, like how devastated would you be? Or do you think you'd be able to like bounce back and be like, it's okay. I see the light. I'll be fine.
I don't know. The thing is,
I feel like I could like deal with it. But
I know. I feel like I could too. Before I got this phone, every phone I would get, I would just start new with like nothing except for contacts. So I feel like I never have like an attachment to photos like that.
You didn't like save them?
I think maybe like some. I don't know.
I lost a whole bunch. I lost a couple of years worth of photos one time.
No, I didn't
because I thought iCloud. I didn't understand like backing it up what that meant, and I wasn't paying for it.
It's still not doesn't make sense. So,
but now I still have everything up until that like 2015. But there's a gap of like 2013 to 2015. I don't have those photos.
I like put everything on hard drives.
Wow.
I have my Android, like when I, or my Android photos, I have all those from college, but it's the early days of my iPhone. I accept they're
Google,
gone.
Like, I have Google photos too.
That's smart.
I have every photo since 2008 in Google photos.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's nice. It's sometimes nice
oh my
to
God,
go back
had
and see.
You a phone with a camera in 2008?
Yeah. I had an iPhone 3G.
3G?
Okay.
What?
That was the first one. Right?
Motorola flip phone.
In 2008?
Mm-hmm.
No, once the iPhone came out, I was like...
Did your parents get it for you, or you paid it for it with your own money?
No, my parents got it for me. I'm privileged.
Did all Sheffer brothers get an iPhone?
Yeah, we were big tech guys.
That's
wow.
True.
I had no idea. Oh my God, when did I get an iPhone?
Well, until I got an iPhone when... They joined Verizon because originally iPhone was just only on AT&T.
Yeah.
So
which I didn't have.
You couldn't have.
That must have been me too.
Mine was an iPhone 4.
It was crazy that same. iPhone used to not have like copy and paste on it.
Like I had a BlackBerry.
Right.
There were so many features that like weren't. You couldn't copy and paste text on the iPhone for like years.
Why is everyone being like, how is there no keyboard?
Yeah, it was weird.
Mm-hmm. Like because you could like tag like. Obviously is terrible, but like texting and driving, you didn't even have to look at the phone
because like
could
a BlackBerry.
Feel, you could like feel which the numbers were, but with iPhone you can't do that at
T9.
All.
T9.
Yeah, what T9 is what you said?
Yeah.
I wish they had like a T9 option on
they probably,
the iPhone.
I bet you could like download something.
Like a T9 keyboard on your iPhone. I feel like that'd be easier to work with.
They probably have that, I'm sure. Someone's had to have made one.
But there was, I think, actually 1 year and like half a year where everyone got BlackBerries and everyone was BBMing.
Oh, I love
and
BlackBerry.
I was like,
what's BBMing?
BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, right. It's have you seen the movie? It's really good.
Is
BBM?
It?
BBM?
Yeah, the BlackBerry, the movie?
With the guy from Always Sunny.
Oh, no one wants to watch that.
Buddy,
it's like
no,
the
it's really good.
Of it or something.
Buddy?
Buddy? Oh my gosh, I do that a lot.
Have you guys noticed Matt will sometimes go, buddy,
yes.
Listen up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
Buddy, I agree.
I just see
I know what you mean.
Loved my BlackBerry.
I never had one. I don't know the Kardashians had them for like ever.
They were like their like work phones.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Should they be our work phones?
They don't, because they're not a company anymore.
Yeah, they are.
Like they went out of business.
You should see the movie. I really want them to make Sidekick the movie.
Oh, that was
Sidekick.
Nolan downloaded Letterboxd and he's been watching all these like random movies he's never seen. And he's like, Matt has seen everything.
I've logged every movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I've logged on my Letterboxd.
You're joking.
How do you even know?
I would say 90% of all the movies I've seen in my life. Because I did it over the course of 3 days. I sat there and I went through my brain and I went through
every
movie. I would never remember.
And I'm sure like randomly I'll be like, oh yeah, I've seen this movie. And put that
I've seen, well, how many movies do you think I've seen in my entire life?
Thousands. I could not even
I'm going to say 1,300.
27.
No, I 100. Have seen. Guys, please go follow me on Letterboxd. I would love to get over 1,000 followers.
get verified.
I've seen 1,909 movies.
Whoa.
And that's it.
That's just what you remember.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, correct. Like, or like last night, though, that movie Red Eye was on. Do you remember with Rachel McAdams and Cillian Murphy?
Cillian Murphy.
I was like, oh, I haven't added that one.
That's I saw I that in Fears.
I would need like a big thing that I'd be like, yep. And I just click that's Letterboxd. What I've seen.
You can do that. Oh, you go
like,
through
I would
it
have
all.
To look through that.
Letterboxd can show you like a no grid interest. Of movies.
I don't either. I checked three.
But yeah, well, that's really kind of cool. Well, so he said, Matt's seen everything.
Have you seen it called like Erasehead?
Erasehead?
No, David Lynch's movie. Did you watch that?
He had it up and I assumed you had seen it or something.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
What?
What's going on in the universe this week?
Well, he had it on like the opening scene. I was like, what the fuck? Is this?
It's a crazy movie.
But I kind of want to watch it. It's like a deformed baby.
Yes.
Okay.
It's extremely weird.
Is it like.
You should see Mulholland Drive. I think that is a little
too
bit
too many movies
for
me. I need to calm down.
Yeah, one at a time.
One at a time. Here.
David Lynch.
But I think she needs to start with Mulholland Drive before.
No, let her watch
it.
His first movie.
Okay.
It's crazy. Saw.
Oh, God.
Saw comes out tomorrow.
I'm going to Saw's screening tonight.
Have you seen A Haunting in Venice?
No.
Let's read an Am I the Asshole.
Okay,
fine. Okay. I just got back from a friend's wedding in Mexico. It was a fancy, all-inclusive event. Everyone mostly did their own thing with only a few other events planned other than the wedding and the reception, obviously. One of the group activities was a dinner out at one of the restaurants that required a reservation. It was beautiful, and the service was fantastic. One hiccup. The best man did not want potatoes. He wasn't allergic. Potatoes did not take out his parents in a dark alley, and he wasn't sworn to avenge them, as far as I know, anyways. I speak Spanish, and after he asked me, I asked the waiter to please not serve him potatoes. Well, you know where this is going. He was maliciously served potatoes, and he would not shut up about it. He pointed out to everyone at our table that he had been served a starchy tuber against his will. Other tables were watching him and listening to him getting upset about the potatoes. He ate the rest of his meal, but would not drop the potatoes. I couldn't take it anymore. I reached over and grabbed the potatoes with my hand and put them on my plate, and then I ate them. He sat there stunned. He then got up and went to his suite. He avoided me the rest of the time there, but he made sure to tell everyone what an asshole I was and how unladylike my behavior was. I just wanted him to shut the fuck up about the potatoes.
What the hell?
My friend wants me to apologize for causing drama.
No,
first of all,
like, queen.
Stupid. If you don't like potatoes, red flag.
Yeah, that's
like, immediate. You're just an asshole for not liking potatoes.
Tomatoes, different story.
Yes,
agreed.
Tomatoes are weird.
I think
potatoes are fucking great.
And I also don't understand the concept of being so pissed off that it's on your plate.
Yeah,
this is this is a truth I feel like I see so much often in the world are people who like. They love being upset about something thrive off the energy about being upset about something. They'll then go around and find people to agree with them about being upset about the thing.
It's a potato.
Find a fucking solution. Move
on. It's not
on.
Like it's not a tomato where it's going to leak onto the other things. Like it's a potato.
It's crazy.
It's so stupid.
I think that it's what kind of potato did she say?
Because
I'm just picturing her like if it's a mashed potato.
I bet I'm thinking like the fancy kind of sliced potatoes.
Almost.
Yeah.
Medallions.
A Yukon.
A russet, an Andrea russet potato.
Wow. I think she's a queen.
Did you say an Andrea russet potato?
They're russet potatoes. So every time I think of russet potatoes, I think of Andrea russet.
Oh. Shout out to Andrea.
This one is just like unhinged. I read the unhinged one? That's obvious. Or the like.
No, let's go crazy.
Okay. It's just kind of funny.
Got my nose itches.
People are supposed to be working right now. Let's throw them for a loop.
Am I the asshole for how I conducted myself at the drive-thru? Ugh. I went through the Starbucks drive-thru. The guy on the speaker said, "Hi, how are you?" I went straight into my order without even thinking about it. He then interrupts me and says, "Hi, how are you?" I say it back.
Passive, aggressive.
And he says, "See, this is how humans talk. Now, what can I get for you? Now, what can I get for you?" I put in my order, then drive up to the window. He says, "I know you're probably not happy with how we talked at the speaker, but I was trying to get you to be present and treat me as a human." Irritated.
This person is sick of Starbucks people.
I told him flat out, "I don't know you. I'm not here to have a fucking conversation with you. I'm here to get my coffee and go. I'm sorry if what I did offended you, but you could at least be more professional than this." We went back and forth angrily, and he eventually said, "Go fuck yourself. Let me get your coffee."
Oh my god, he's fired now.
He gives me the coffee. We go back and forth a bit more, saying the same shit. I called him fragile. He said he doesn't give a fuck about me at the end of the day. Then I drove off. Am I the asshole?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I could have at least, at the very least, humored his "Hi, how are you?" But I know I'm not a uniquely rude person for getting straight to my order. I've worked at the drive-thru, and that shit happens all the time. I've never seen anyone take it so personally as much as this guy. And that's basically it.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's not a very good Starbucks employee.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, the Starbucks employee. Yeah,
I understand how fucking annoying it probably is. All these people who are rude or just don't say anything back and just like, cold brew without milk and just go through.
Yeah, totally. Agreed.
But like, it's not your job to be like, hello, say hello back.
Like if it was his own private business, his own coffee shop, I'm like, okay, he can make those risks. He can run his own etiquette that he expects from his customers. Okay, but buddy, you're working for Starbucks here.
Yeah, like you gotta be nice.
Yeah, but and that woman at the same time, I'm a big, when someone says, "Hi, how are you?" I gotta make sure that I'm saying, how are you?
I'm good, like, how are you doing?
And but if you don't.
I feel like they like hate that, because they're like, "I don't really want to talk to you."
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Let me get two, okay, that's perfectly fine.
I think so too.
But I also think they both handled it terribly at the end of the day.
It's kind of everyone sucks here, in my opinion.
Fuck you!
I would have gone and been like, "Sorry, it's early, my coffee." Like, to get so mad about it, it's also they're both just giving like
Ron Swanson. Like, I don't need to talk.
Let's visualize this.
Okay.
You're getting your coffee in the morning. You haven't had your coffee. You drive up to the window. "Hey, welcome to Starbucks. How are you?"
"I'm good."
No, you don't say "I'm good." You just go,
"I know, but
welcome to Starbucks."
When it's audio, I go, "I'm doing fantastic."
It was a drive-thru. That's how they do it, no?
Yeah, it's like that.
It's audio.
I usually don't do the "Hi, how are you" when it's done over
But that's what I'm
speaker.
Saying. Someone on the speaker just goes, "Hey, how are you?" And you go, "Yeah, can I get two milk lattes with whatever?" And then the guy goes, "I said, how are you?"
No, absolutely.
How do you respond? Do you go, "Oh my God, I'm so..." I would be like, "Huh? Yeah, can I get two..." I would just like repeat my order.
Especially because I feel like most people go through their drive-thru, you're not trying to be rude by being like, "I'm good, how are you?" It's like,
I try to be as efficient as possible.
They're just like,
But it's just like, how are they supposed to greet you?
I think when you're doing a drive-thru, you want to be you don't want to sit there, "Hey, I'm good, how are you doing today?" There's a line of people behind you. Like,
I know,
you,
I literally do that though.
What?
To the chase.
If they ask me how I am, I'm like, "I'm good, how are you?" Like, I ask them back.
Are you pretty mindful though of like everyone else behind you though? Not, I guess, in a drive-thru.
Yeah, but I'm not just sitting there like telling them my life story.
Any type of queue in general, I'm always thinking about how many people are behind me. And
like, if we're
doing
ordering
at
a,
pace,
a lot, I'm like, "Oh, there's one people."
The worst is when the person like in the seat next to you or behind you is like, "What do I want?" And you've already put your order in, and there's like people behind you. "Wait, do you guys have chicken nuggets here?" "No, this is a Starbucks."
Oh my God.
I don't want to say I'm an impatient person, but like sometimes when I'm in lines and there's someone who's up there, if they're an elderly person, I get it. Life, the world's just at a slower pace, but just like, I'll get really like, "What's going on here?"
Okay,
but like, I don't say anything, but I'll just be like, I'll just be watching this person so slowly, not realizing that there's a line of like seven people behind you. But
I would say 100% of the times I go to get a salad, the person in front of me has never had a salad in their life.
Where are you getting salad? So how does
this work? Oh, you can make your own bowl. Oh, Judy, you can make your own bowl. Like, who are these people
that have never been? Sounds like an old woman.
Or to be like a middle-aged person, or just like, I don't know, like a mother and her daughter. And they're just like, Yeah. They just don't know how a salad place. It's 2023.
The worst place is picking up a prescription. I don't know about anybody else, but if someone's in front of you, they will be arguing with the pharmacist.
Yes.
They will be on the phone like, I thought it's you said worst. It was 40 count, but
oh my God.
I swear to God, every single time, if there's someone there, I just walk away and I'm like, I'll get it later. I don't want to deal with this right now. It's so annoying.
It
I don't
also
know if anyone
takes...
else experiences that, but I feel like almost every time.
What I also hate about pharmacies, though, is that they say what your medication is, like, out loud.
Oh, mine does not.
They're not supposed to.
So, it's happened like a handful of times.
Gonorrhea pills, Matt
yes.
King.
It'll
penis
be like
enlargement.
That. And I'm just like, oh, King, this is no one's business what drug I'm picking up right now. Kaiser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they
maybe
don't
go
do
to
that.
A real pharmacy, bud. go to an American.
Kaiser. I do like Kaiser, though.
I think you're gaslit. You're fucking
well,
Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, he did have surgery by them, and he's fine, so I'll give him that.
As far as we know. Maybe so there's some left paper in there.
They left a scissor in there.
A whole scissor.
Yeah, I think they both suck.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
What's wrong, Mike?
What?
I think that the person who's like, I said, how are you?
No, I think they suck, but then I think that the way the guy handled it was then also kind of asshole. He'd be like, I don't fucking need to talk to you. And it's like, okay, just be like,
sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Like, you don't have to be an asshole back.
No, that's never the answer.
Clearly, this guy was like having a day. The
I would probably
employee.
Be like, oh, sorry, I'm good. Yes. How are you? Can I do this? And then I'd be like, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't
you.
Get to the window and then like also add fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
I would be like,
but also I'd be really fucking annoyed.
I'd be like scared to eat my food too. If like there's someone with like a little bit of snark behind the thing, like, did they
I'm
spit?
I'm gonna get your fucking coffee, bro.
Yeah. That's what he said. He
yeah, that's
like,
scary.
Did they spit in your thing or use the wrong ingredients?
Probably.
Or...
Mm.
They're lucky it was a man and not a K-R-E-N.
Yeah.
Because then the manager would have been involved.
Did we just spell out the word Karen?
Yeah, like, you can't say it online like a anymore.
Really?
It's ableist. Flag.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ableist. It's okay.
Okay.
I have to be so bad.
Me
but
too.
I'm
like a...
You have to pee?
Yeah, go
so
pee.
Bad.
Go okay. pee. Go pee. Go pee.
But how
what's
much longer?
107?
I know. I feel like we could do like one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I can hold
right.
it.
I have one. Okay. On phone. Okay. Am I the asshole for saying not again and not being happy for my daughter's pregnancy?
Not again.
Oh, we read
on phone,
all the same
ones. On phone. My daughter got pregnant the second year into college. It was not a good time. My husband and I stepped up so she could finish college, which she did. She just graduated and got a job. The problem is at the moment she cannot afford childcare or rent since her job kind of sucks. We were hoping that she would be moving out by the end of the year. She told us today that she is pregnant again. When she told us, I said, not again. She asked if I was happy for her, and I told her no, that we will not look after another kid, and we already wanted her to find her own place by the end of the year or next summer at the latest. She is pissed at us, and we got into an argument. She thinks we are assholes.
No.
I don't think they are.
At the end of the day, it's not their responsibility to watch her children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think saying not again, it's like kind of fits. It's not like she's married and, you know, they've had a good life and she's like, I'm pregnant. And they're like not again.
Because she knows that they'll bear the burden of taking care of another kid.
She sounds extremely immature and irresponsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay to take her to a clinic and then I'd be like,
tie him up.
Yeah.
That's basically.
I'd be like, the only financial support I will give you is.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like if she can't afford it, if she's working at a job, she can't. Yeah.
And I'm assuming this is two different guys also.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Probably. It sounded like the relationship was not even in the picture.
Yeah.
Or like her being in a relationship.
No, it sounds like just like
picture.
A night out.
A night out.
I mean, it's just like a harsh truth.
Yeah. It's like you're not ready for another one if you can't even take care of the first one. And you don't have
maybe if it.
It
was like, I think she could have like maybe phrased the... Change the phrase, oh, not again.
That's a very
valid phrase. Okay, sure.
I mean, I think so.
Me well, too. This isn't good.
Same thing. It's just like, are you serious?
Just, could you come up with me to the top of the stairs for a minute?
Oh, stop. Oh,
hey, you got any old hangers in that closet?
Stop. Whoa.
Here, drink this little drink I made for you. Just...
It's giving writing and cards with boys.
Here, let me just whoop it at you.
Oh, All right, on that note.
Is that a Drew not Barrymore again. Movie?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like maybe she was really like, good. Not again.
Is that movie about abortion?
No, she gets pregnant.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's a really good movie. I don't even remember.
You've never seen?
Add it to the letterbox.
I feel like I've seen like the beginning of it.
Have you seen Revolutionary
it was
Road?
On TV.
You know what? No, not in full. I've never seen Revolutionary Road.
Matt, Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio and Michael Shannon and Kathy Bates.
The Titanic 2.
I know. It's it's one of my favorite movies. You have to see it. It's really dark and sad, but it's amazing.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Awala, get back to us, please.
Please, oh, yeah. Please.
Circle back.
Even though I don't think they're watching our podcast, I think they just saw the TikTok. Because the TikTok did pop
off. Let's clip it.
Okay.
And post it on TikTok.
I'll just send it to
begging
them.
Begging and pleading.
I'll send
Awala.
It to them.
Yeah.
Here. Please.
Well, someone tagged me on Instagram. They like sent me Awala's story, but I didn't see it until
the
day
later.
Either.
I saw that too.
Oh, weird.
And then I was like, maybe they reposted it or something.
They probably did, yeah.
Maybe we slide into their DMs on IG.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's smart.
Should we do it from good influences or from like one
all
of us?
Four.
Yeah,
all five.
We should all message them right now. Let's do it at lunch.
We're all like, hello.
Send.
Oh, well, we're coming for you.
Coming for you.
All right. We should also see who they're following that we know and then tell those people to DM them to say,
you guys
can you look
all
out for their inbox?
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
We're just so
annoying. Like, wait, what do you do?
Like if there's like a brand I'm trying to get in contact with, but then I see that they follow a friend of mine, I'll ask that friend to tell them, just tell them that I DM them.
Yeah.
And then usually it works like
check
that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know who you think the assholes were in these stories and
they follow us.
Good influences?
They follow good influences.
Oh, message them.
Oh my God.
Message them.
I don't have the login.
Wait, he's
I'll do
so
it. I'll
happy.
Message them. I'll give it to you at lunch. You
they follow
them.
Us.
We are giving
average
them...
fashion blogger and my friend Sean Holiday.
Can I go pee, please?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
See you guys
bye.
Next week.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.